KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
20 minutes of nonstop news starts now.
Straight ahead on Como.
I'm Ryan Harris with the frustration over coronavirus vaccine supply as one county tries to run mass vaccination sites.
A major government spending proposal from Republicans. I'm Jeff Pogula with the story.
A delay of at least 6 months now in the law banning plastic bags. You can blame the pandemic this time. I'm Carlene Johnson.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A somber start to the inaugural ceremonies.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Gospel singer Yolanda Adams hallelujah. Performing at the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool as the president-elect and the vice-president-elect remember those who were lost to COVID-19.
With music and with bells, President-elect Biden led the nation in grieving the deaths of more than 400,000 Americans from COVID-19.
Let us shine the lights in the darkness along the sacred pool of reflection. Remember all whom we lost.
Lights illuminated the reflecting pool at the base of the Lincoln Memorial. Vice President-elect Harris called this a nation in mourning, as if everyone who bears witness to the inauguration should be wearing black. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Washington.
President Trump will not attend tomorrow's inauguration. He plans to be at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida by the time Mr. Biden is sworn in. So today, the White House released a videotaped farewell address.
The president thanking his family, his staff, supporters, but not mentioning some of those same voters were part of the Capitol insurrection he publicly condemns.
All Americans were horrified by the assault on our Capitol. Political violence is an attack on everything we cherish as Americans. It can never be tolerated.
President Trump not mentioning the police officer murdered at the Capitol or others who lost their lives there. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Today, the National Guard confirmed that 12 members have been removed from D.C. inaugural security duty and that two of the 12 may have ties to extremists. The Senate reconvenes tomorrow afternoon with a Democratic majority for the first time in over a decade. Stocks closed higher today, the Dow rising by more than 100 points and the NASDAQ gaining almost 200. You're listening to ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Como Afternoon News.
Como News Time 402. I'm Rick Van Sice, Elisa Jaffe with the day off. We'll be going right back to Washington, D.C. in about 15 minutes for more on what's going on there today in preparation for the inauguration tomorrow. There is frustration from leaders of one of the Puget Sound region counties over the fight for every dose of COVID vaccine. More from Como's Ryan Harris.
Snohomish County Executive Dave Summers says they could give 30,000 doses a week at their three mass vaccination sites and could push that to 50,000 as they also plan for nine more sites. Summer says they're working to get shots out quickly and they're not sitting on stockpiles.
Just because a private healthcare entity has a lot of doses doesn't mean that we can get our hands on it, nor should the county be penalized for what a private entity is doing. So if somebody else is not getting their vaccine out in a timely manner, we certainly do not want to be punished for that.
Summer says they're working with the governor's office to get questions answered, like if they're still allowed to hold back second doses under the new requirement to use all doses within a week of allocation. If they're not, the health officer is concerned they won't get the supply needed to give those second shots. In Snohomish County, Ryan Harris, Como News.
And questions about who can give out coronavirus vaccines are part of the discussion in the King County Council today. They're considering a motion to put all the county's resources to work on fast and equitable vaccinations. Public Health Director Patty Hayes was asked why firefighters and paramedics can't start giving shots when they say they're ready.
The handling of this vaccine requires certain levels of dilution, specific withdrawal techniques. There's always questions if there's leftover in the vial, and there's protocols for all of that have to be trained to.
As Hayes says, she's worried the council motion will give a false picture that there's more local control when it's really the state and federal governments in charge. So the council delayed their vote for 1 week. All teachers vaccinated by March and a significant use of the state's rainy day fund. Republicans in Olympia proposing some aggressive actions to fight the pandemic and economic collapse. That part of our coverage now from Como's Jeff Pogula.
As lawmakers try to hammer out a deal that will help everyone affected by COVID, Republican Drew Stokesbury is floating the idea of spending the rainy day fund on rental assistance
assistance, aid to businesses, and unemployment relief.
We guard that fund quite jealously and judiciously, and for good reason, because it's money that's only available once. But I struggle to imagine a time in which it's pouring more than it is right now.
However, House Democratic Leader Pat Sullivan says spending the money from the feds is the first priority.
Right now, we're focused on unpacking the latest federal package and getting that money out to people in need.
After that, he says they can talk about using the state's rainy day fund. Jeff Poggiola, Como News.
Still to come on Como.
If only the nation had followed our state's example.
220,000 would be alive.
I'm Corwin Hake, the argument against reopening.
First, though, Como traffic every 10 minutes on the fours from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. And here's Curtis Calhoun.
An earlier crash southbound 5 approaching State Route 512 in the Lakewood area has been cleared off the shoulder. Still seeing a little bit of slowing approaching that scene. Southbound 5 already stop and go around the 5 curve and into Tacoma. Southbound 5 also stop and go bumper to bumper action from about 45th in North Seattle all the way down past the West Seattle Bridge where we had an earlier crash. And southbound 405 stop and go out of Bellevue down towards the Renton S curves. Your next Como traffic 414.
This traffic report sponsored by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Electrical. Call Beacon today and save $50 on all drain cleaning and sewer repair. Just call 1-800-FREAKIN and stop freaking. Call Beacon. Forecast, all right, right to meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell in the Como Weather Center.
Well, it's a terrific Tuesday. We had to scrub through that morning fog, which is typical in the winter, but once we did, we had blue skies and sunshine and temps in the 40s to near 50. As we head into Wednesday, we're going to cloud up a little bit more. There's a weak disturbance that traipses by Wednesday night to Thursday with a little bit of passing shower action, but nothing too heavy. Highs stay in the low to the mid-40s, getting a little cooler as we go. In the Como Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
And it's 46 in downtown Seattle. You're in the middle of 20 minutes of nonstop news on Como at 4:06. Public health remains in a very precarious place. That's the message from the state health department as pressure increases to reopen the economy faster than the current plan. More from Como's Corwin Hake.
When Lacey Fehrenbach with the Department of Health hears the calls to resume indoor dining because businesses are suffering, she is sympathetic.
I do recognize this is hard. We recognize this is so hard.
But the Assistant Secretary for COVID Response says Washington is walking a very fine line. COVID cases are down lately, and yet
our case rates are among the highest they've been over the year of the pandemic.
She believes strongly Washington is handling this crisis the right way.
If the U.S. had followed a model like ours or had a similar death rate, 220,000 people would be alive in the United States today that are not.
A new state Senate bill calls for immediate reopening of restaurants, theaters, and more at 25% capacity. Corwin Hake, Como News.
Lots of public testimony on a bill in Olympia that would establish a comprehensive climate program for Washington. Here's Como Sue Romero.
A main component of Senate Bill 5126 is to establish a cap and invest program to meet greenhouse gas emissions, which must be reduced by 95% by the year 2050. Environmental advocates like Guillermo Rogel with Front and Centered spoke against cap and trade, which he says allows emitters who can pay to keep polluting.
Worse, cap and trade creates an unregulated market where pollution flows to wherever it is cheap is to pollute, more often than not, our communities.
While many in the energy industry were in favor, Logan Barr spoke for Tacoma Public Utilities.
We support the adoption of a Washington cap and trade program as the most cost-effective and efficient way to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the state.
Bill sponsor Democratic Senator Reuven Carlisle says he's already working on a substitute draft that incorporates some of the feedback. Sue Romero, Como News.
A House Legislative Committee voted this morning to approve a delay in the ban on single-use plastic bags. The law banning the bags passed nearly a year ago and was set to take effect January 1st this year.
The pandemic put a crimp in those plans with major supply chain issues of the compliant paper, and a lot of stores stopped even letting people bring in their own reusable plastic bags because of the virus. Representative Mary Dye is the ranking Republican on the House Energy and Environmental Committee.
When these bans are implemented, there's a large increase in the use of reusable, and we found that the reusable bags were contaminated and potential for spreading COVID.
Democratic Representative Committee Chair Joe Fitzgibbon said nobody wanted to push out the implementation until July 1st, but the time is needed to give manufacturers and distributors of compliant bags time to catch up to demand.
This is not a good long-term solution. It makes sense while we're in the middle of this historic pandemic.
Once the new law goes into effect, single-use plastic carryout bags will be banned in all retail, grocery stores, and restaurants.
That's Como's Carlene Johnson, who reports an 8-cent charge will be applied for each paper bag, which must be made with at least 40% recycled content. Washington is one of the nation's worst states to drive in, according to a new study. Details from Como's Greg Hirschholt.
The personal finance website Wallet Hub ranks this state as the third worst in the nation for drivers, thanks mainly to our expensive gasoline, high rates of car theft, poor overall road quality, and traffic congestion. The only states with a worse rating are California and Hawaii. This analysis found that Washington has the third highest gas prices in the country, the eighth worst roads, and the ninth highest car theft rate. The only categories in which we were rated above average were our overall safety ranking, the number of car dealerships per capita, and the number of auto repair shops. Greg Hirschholt, Como News.
Microsoft joining a group that hopes to create a self-driving car. The Redmond-based company will invest $2 billion in Cruise to speed up the rollout. Microsoft joining GM and Honda as major investors in the project. Cruise says it will use Microsoft's technology to help power its self-driving cars and bring new options like robo-taxis to streets sometime in the future. Our Como News Time now, 410. A former UW football coach raids the Huskies coaching staff. Como's Bill Swartz explains at the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk.
Texas new head football coach Steve Sarkisian putting together his staff in Austin and reportedly will hire the Washington Huskies' Pete Kwiatkowski as the Longhorns' defensive coordinator. Since 2014, Kwiatkowski has helped the Huskies become one of the top defensive groups in the Pac-12. Grammy-nominated artist Eric Church and Jasmine Sullivan will team up to sing the national anthem before the Super Bowl February 7th. Which teams will play in the Raymond James Stadium in Florida? Well, that's decided Sunday. Brady and the Buccaneers at Lambeau against Rodgers and the Packers, and the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs take on the Buffalo Bills. The Seattle Mariners preparing for the 2021 spring camp and beyond. Due to COVID-19 precautions, the club holding virtual press conferences this week and next. General manager Jerry DePoto says he'd like to add some bullpen depth and find a left-handed bat utility player. And citing a zero-tolerance policy, the New York Mets ownership has fired GM Jared Porter. A female reporter claims he texted explicit messages and images to her when she was covering the Chicago Cubs 4 years ago. Sports at 10 and 40 after the hour. Bill Swartz, Como News.
And the Como News Time now, 411. A new report finds that more than half of those who have already received or anticipate receiving a federal stimulus check do not believe the money is enough to sustain their financial well-being for 1 month. Bankrate.com's chief financial analyst, Greg McBride, takes a closer look with Como's Tom Hutler.
Well, sounds like the stimulus checks are or will be welcomed, but for many of us, kind of a Band-Aid approach.
Yeah, it's a good way of putting it. I mean, we saw that a little bit more than half say it's not going to last them or sustain their financial well-being for even a month. But more than 70% of those expecting to receive one of these payments said it's important to their near-term financial well-being. So I think it illustrates the widespread need and the fact that, there are a lot of people that they may be working, but they're making less money than they were. They're closer to the financial edge. This one payment in and of itself isn't going to be a panacea.
Yeah, less than a month that it would last. That's pretty dour. And, of course, just 8% plan to use at least some of the money for non-essential spending. Many are forced to use this for very, very essential household needs right now.
And that's one of the things. We've actually looked at this last March, at the end of March, whenever the economy was first locked down. And we see a lot of similarities between when we had done this back in March and where we are now. And the 8% that say they're going to use it for discretionary, some of it for discretionary spending, that's no different than it was last March. And, what were the most common uses that people pointed to? It's paying day-to-day bills, monthly bills, day-to-day essentials, paying down debt, boosting savings. Those were the top four last March. Those are the top four now, and there really hasn't been a great deal of shift there. So further underscoring this ongoing need many households have.
Also underscoring that is your recent report that said only about 39% of us could cover an unexpected bill, maybe a auto repair bill or an emergency room bill of $1,000, and that's certainly not something this is going to help at this point.
No, you're right. And one of the things is, you look at the 53% that say it's not going to last a month, and skeptically you can say, well, yeah, okay, but the payment is half of what was paid out last spring. But when you combine the 39% that, can't cover $1,000 in savings, the 42% of households we found that are earning less now than they were pre-pandemic, and this 71% that say it's important to their financial well-being, which hasn't changed a whole lot since last year, you know, all of a sudden, you know, it's right in line with all of those.
Desperate economic times we're in, and of course, the new president inherits them tomorrow. Thanks as always, Greg McBride, chief financial analyst for Bankrate.com.
And the interview with Como's Tom Hudler. Thank you, Tom. Como News Time 414. Another update on traffic. We do it for you every 10 minutes on the fours from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. Here again is Curtis Calhoun.
Southbound 5 already stop and go this evening between 45th Street and North Seattle, all the way down past the West Seattle Bridge where we had an earlier crash. Now off to the shoulder, but heavy backup through downtown Seattle. Southbound 405 already starting to see the bumper-to-bumper action from Northeast 8th and Bellevue all the way down around South Center as well. Southbound 5 stop and go action around the 5 curve and into Tacoma, and starting to see a little bit of light slowing on both your westbound floating bridges. Your next Como traffic is at 424.
Here's a check on the weather. We will have increasing clouds tonight, fog first thing tomorrow morning, and overnight lows in the 30s. Generally a cloudy day tomorrow. There will be a few sun breaks, warming us to the upper 40s. Cloudy with a chance of rain coming in late Wednesday into Thursday. Not much of a weather system, but yeah, be prepared to use the windshield wipers for a little bit anyway, middle of the week. Highs will be cooling into the mid-40s, and then the possibility of some lowland rain and snow mix still in the picture for Sunday night into Monday. Downtown Seattle now, it's 46 degrees. Como News Time, 415.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Northwest's only 24-hour news station. Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
I'm Rick Van Sice, Elisa Jaffe with the day off. Technical direction by Charlie Harger and Bill O'Neill, and our editor is Jeremy Grader. In headlines, President Trump touting the accomplishments of his time in office in a pre-recorded farewell address to the nation. That video released today, and he acknowledged that he took on the hardest fights, including the coronavirus pandemic, and never chose a path that would garner the most praise. Thurston County Sheriff's police dog Arlo returning home after surviving being shot during a police chase last week. Arlo had multiple surgeries by veterinarians in Oregon. The canine shot in his leg, shoulder, and neck. One of the bullets lodged near Arlo's spine. He is now retired as a police dog. Well, in the most severe and public rebuke of the outgoing president, Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell says the pro-Trump mob that stormed the Capitol building 2 weeks ago was fed by lies by the president. ABC News Washington correspondent Andy Field joins us. Senator McConnell, Andy, also says he's optimistic things are going to go smoothly tomorrow for the Biden inauguration. What are you hearing?
Well, they do think that, but of course, things tend to go smoothly when you have 25,000 troops guarding the city. Pretty much they're going to be the folks watching the inaugural, along with invited guests from the Senate and the House who are going to show up tomorrow. President Trump will not be one of them. He'll be on his way to Mar-a-Lago, but we're told that Vice President Mike Pence is going to skip the farewell extravaganza that the president has planned for himself at Andrews Air Force Base and instead attend the inaugural on Wednesday morning at noon, when Vice President, former Vice President Pence, but President-elect Pence and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are sworn in.
Before we get more on what Mitch McConnell said, Andy, let me ask you, any update on the background checks of the National Guard members deployed to keep all that peace?
Yeah, we're told a total of 12 were removed from the protective duty here, but only two of them apparently had any suspected ties to these extremist groups. They were removed pretty early on after vetting. It's pretty extraordinary that people who have taken this oath to protect the Constitution and protect the safety of the president and so on and so forth, even have any links or things on their social media that would suggest this. The other 10, we're told, didn't have any links to extremist groups, but may have had some criminal background problems or other issues that the National Guard said, look, we're just not going to take any chances at this point because we've seen how awful this was when folks had planned the insurrection. They don't want to take any chances for people that are going to be that close with weapons to the new president and vice president.
Tell us more about what Mitch McConnell said about the president feeding lies to that rally that then led to the mob attack on the Capitol.
Well, Mitch McConnell's been at this for a couple of weeks now. He basically got on the House, the Senate floor the day that there were senators and Republicans saying that they wanted to basically overturn the results of the Electoral College. He said, that's not going to happen. The results are in. This is a foolish thing. It's going to hurt democracy, and he wasn't going to support it. And that was, of course, before this insurrection happened. And then afterwards, he has said before, and he said today, this mob was fed by lies. He said they were provoked by the president and other powerful people. They use fear and violence to stop a specific proceeding here in the Capitol. That's the strongest statement we've heard from Mitch McConnell, the leading Democrat in the Senate, who has a vote in this trial, this upcoming impeachment trial against the president. If there are enough of those votes, I think they need 18 Republicans to join all the Democrats. And if they do that, President Trump, who will then be former President Trump, will be the first person convicted ever in the U.S. history in an impeachment trial.
And again, to note that Mitch McConnell, the leading Republican in the Senate. Thank you, Andy. That's ABC's Andy Field. We have complete coverage, of course, all day tomorrow right here on Como News of the inauguration of Joe Biden. Como News Time 420 and your Como Propel Insurance Money Update now. Here is Jim Chesko.
It was a positive start to the holiday shortened week with technology shares leading today's stock market advance. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite rallied 198 points while the S&P 500 gained 30 and the Dow Industrials recouped 116. Just out quarterly results from Netflix, with the streaming giant crushing analysts' expectations regarding paid subscriber growth. In response, Netflix shares are leaping 10% in after-hours trading. Earlier, Stellantis made its Wall Street debut, taking on that new name following the completion of the $52 billion merger between automakers Fiat Chrysler and Peugeot parent PSA Group. Shares trading under ticker symbol STLA soared almost 11% on the New York Stock Exchange. That's your money now.
Catch your money news on Como every hour at 20 and 50 past the hour. Traffic and weather on the way. Stand by. Como News Time 421.
Pandemic to protests, Wall Street to the White House. The news never stops. For continuing coverage, stay connected, stay informed with Como News 1000, FM 97.7, and streaming live on your smart speaker. Como News.